Well, welcome and welcome back to the Hope Young Adult Podcast. We're so excited to have y'all here, either listening to us, you know, through means of like Spotify, Apple Music, whatever, or if you're watching us, we're so excited to have you join this conversation with us. I am joined by two friends today, Megan Reese and Caden Annas. We have such a big and important topic to talk about, mental health, and we're going to be talking about it from two different perspectives. Megan's kind of going to be a moderator of sorts for us today, and I and Caden are going to be talking about our respective stories and how the Lord has really walked through our journeys with us. So, you know, just to get us started off, Megan, could you kind of talk about, you know, what mental health means to you and, you know, why you think it's such an important topic for young adults?
Absolutely. So one, just, I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to be back with YAM and to see you, Michaela, and to meet you, Caden. So thanks for having me back. Mental health is... it's a huge issue, and I think it's one that we obviously, we do not talk about enough. And I think that there's just this, like, mentality of, like, we always need to feel, like, you know, sunshine and butterflies and these happy feelings, and if we feel anything else, that's not okay, and we need to hide that. And anytime there comes with, like, hidden feelings, that comes with shame. And shame is not... something I'm not, I'm very familiar with shame. So if you've heard, I know, like... you and I have talked a lot. So you've heard a little bit of my story. I have a background of childhood sexual abuse. So that is just, shame has been something I've carried for years and years and years. And that hidden aspect as well of just hiding. I don't want anyone to see like this part of my life, because if they see it or they knew this about me, oh man, they're not going to want anything to do with me, right? So I think when we start talking about things, when we start healing, when we talk about our journey, that is when we kind of just completely disarm shame. We take away, we take away the power that Satan is trying to, you know, put on us, and we say, you know, we're going to walk in freedom. That's the way that God's called us to. And we start admitting, hey, I need help. And that's like a first step. And that's a good first step. And then we start letting God in and others in on our pain. And we're made to be in a community. We're Imago Dei. We're made in His image. He is a Trinitarian God, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. And so we're made to walk in a community of others. So we've got to have each other and, like, start talking about these things and disarm. Like, we're serving a God that wants to heal us. And that's kind of the term that I want to open up with, is this term Jehovah Rapha. And Jehovah Rapha literally means the Lord who heals. And we see it over 60 times in the Old Testament. And God's, he's in the business of restoring. He's in the business of healing. He's in the business of repairing. And I want to look at the first time we see God call Himself Jehovah Rapha. We remember back in Exodus when Moses is meeting God at the burning bush, and He gives him His intimate name, Yahweh. So it could be, you know, Yahweh Rapha or Jehovah Rapha. And Yahweh just means, you know, I am that I am. I always existed. I always am. I always will be. And we kind of fast forward that story a little bit. God, you know, He calls Moses to free the Israelites, His chosen people. They've been in slavery for over 400 years. And there's all these plagues that kind of come with Him trying to get His people out of Egypt. And it kind of leads up to that big moment at the Red Sea. And in God's power, He leads them through the Red Sea. And right after that, they sing this, like, beautiful, beautiful song of deliverance. It's called, like, the Song of the Sea. And then after that, this is what I love what happens. So I'm going to pick up in Exodus 15:22. So that gives us a little context for those that are listening that are not quite familiar with this story. So Moses, he's leading his people away from the Red Sea. They just crossed it. They're traveling into the desert for 3 days, and they don't find water. You know, like, we already have our water under, right? Let's go. Like, I can't imagine 3 days without water, right? And they find some water. And the Hebrew term here is mara. It's bitter. So they're spitting it out. They can't drink this. And they do what, like, we all do best. They start complaining. And they start complaining. And they're like, Moses, what are we supposed to drink? My goodness. And I love what it says in verse 25. So Moses cried out to the Lord for help. He didn't go and, like, look to, you know, another Israelite and say, hey, man, what do I do? He didn't go to himself and say, well, I got this, guys. I know what to do. He cried out to God. And I think when we start getting in this conversation about mental health, it's like, we got to first cry out to God. And so I just love that scripture right there. And then, you know, God instructs Moses to take this wood and do all this other stuff, but this, there's a supernatural kind of miracle behind it. And yeah. God takes that Mara bitter water and he makes it matak. I'm going to say it with a lot of confidence and go with that Hebrew yeah. word. But he turns it into sweet water and they're able to drink it. And then this is when, verse 25, he calls himself Jehovah Rapha. He says, if you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord, your God, and do what's right in his sight, obeying by his commands and keeping all his decrees, then I will not make you suffer from any diseases that I sent on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. Yes. I am Jehovah Rapha.
Yes.
So I love that because even in the desert, even when they're in their dark period, he is the one who heals. He's the one who delivers.
Hallelujah.
And that is where I want to like turn it over to hear your stories of healing and delivering, because we see this all throughout the Bible.
Yes. Right.
And
yes.
We all have our own different stories.
Right.
And I want to start with you, Kaden, of telling me your story and a little bit about that.
Yes. Yes. So my name is Kaden. My testimony is so wild. My testimony literally encapsulates the power of God and that He is a healer, that He is a deliverer, and that He still heals and delivers today.
Yes.
Yes.
So yes, my testimony is just, oh man, it's so good. Thank you, Jesus. So I grew up in a Christian household. My family, I'm so blessed. They all love Jesus. And so I grew up with parents who knew how to pray. I grew up with parents who knew how to lead me to Jesus. But so I spent the majority of my life, even though I grew up hearing it, not living it out or not walking in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so for the majority of my life, I really, really struggled. Even though I grew up in the church setting, even though I like knew about God, I did not grow up knowing the power of God, that He was a healer, that He was a deliverer. Mm-hmm. And so it was really hard because I didn't know how to get out of a lot of the things that I was walking in.
Yeah.
And so I was always very different than my siblings. I was very different than my family. And so I struggled with so much mental health stuff. I was clinically bipolar. I was depressed. I was suicidal. Mm-hmm. Struggled with severe anxiety. I couldn't drive my car for a season, like longer than like 20 minutes away or else I'd have to pull over and have a panic attack on the side of the road. Yeah. And so anyways, I was just crippled by all of these different things. And it really was just, I mean, it was so difficult. And so, so for many years of my life, I mean, I was clinically bipolar. And so my emotions were all over the place. I wanted to, you know, live a normal life, but I really couldn't. Mm-hmm. And, in that time, I struggled with severe self-harm for many years of my life, and anger and frustration and bitterness, and I couldn't have normal relationships with people. Like, my family, as much as I wanted to love them, like, we did not get along, and you would put me and them in a room, it would be, it was like maybe 10 minutes if we're lucky, you know, before a fight breaks out.
Yeah.
And so I spent just so many years of my life walking in so much sadness and just so much chaos. There was so much just darkness in my life, and I didn't know how to get free. And so anyways, I went to all of these different therapists. I was in counseling and therapy from the time I was like 8 years old until I was, you know, an adult. And that stuff is so beautiful. It's so needed. But for me, like, I needed something else. I needed more. Yes. And I mean, I was on all of these medications and, you know, all of this stuff. And so when I was 18, I got put on bipolar medication. So I was on two different types of medication, and they were really intense drugs. I mean, I was on medication for people with like schizophrenia and multi-personality disorder. And so these medications did what they were supposed to do. They took my emotions from going like a roller coaster so extreme to like slowly and slowly over time. I started getting better, but at one point I woke up one morning and I couldn't feel anything.
Yeah.
I was completely numb.
Yeah.
I was completely numb. And so I remember I woke up one morning, I was like, God, this cannot be the best that you have for my life. Like, I realized that I couldn't live either way. I couldn't live with the emotions being like a roller coaster every day of my life. But I also saw the beauty of having feelings. Like, He created us to be emotional creatures, you know? And so I realized, I'm like, God, like, I'm not crying anymore, but I'm also not laughing or experiencing life, or I couldn't even feel love. Like, I mean, I felt nothing. And so it was just so crazy. It was the most bizarre thing. And But I was really miserable. I was honestly miserable. Mm-hmm. And so I was just talking to God. I was like, man, God, like, this can't be the best that you have for me. Mm-hmm. And I just so clearly, I heard him ask me, he was like, Kaden, do you believe that I could heal you? Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking in that moment, I was like, God, I don't know. Like, this was in the very beginning of me understanding God that as a healer, you know, mm-hmm. but for me at that time, I had never heard of anybody getting healed of bipolar or even sure. healed of depression. Like, mood disorders to me felt untouchable to God. Mm. And I remember telling him, I was like, God, I believe that if I broke my arm, you could heal my broken mm-hmm. arm. But a mood disorder, I don't know. Like, it yeah. felt yeah. untouchable to God. Yeah. Yeah. And so, and that's what I told him, because that was the truth. And so I kept on going about my day, and I just, you know, I didn't even really think about it. And so later that night, I actually went to a worship event, and in the middle of the worship event, the Holy Spirit just completely broke out, and somebody got on stage and was like, there is an invitation for healing and freedom right now. If you need to get healed, come up and get prayer, because yes. the Holy yes. Spirit is here, and right. and he can do it. And so I was like, okay, I think I need to get prayer. Because literally just a couple hours earlier, I was just he was telling me about this. I was like, okay, that's crazy. So anyways, I go up to one of my friends, and I tell her, I'm like, yeah, so I think I need prayer because I'm yeah. bipolar and all this stuff. And yeah. the first words that came out of her mouth were, do you believe that God can heal you? Mm-hmm. Which is exactly what I woke up hearing him yes, say to me yes. that very morning. And so I just broke down. Yeah. I was just like, I believe wow. it. Yes, Jesus. And anyways, and something supernatural happened that day. And I got set free from the bipolar. And literally that week I was able to come off of all of my medication, amen. Every bit wow. of the medication. So I literally, and I have never been wow. back on it. And it's been like 3.5 years. Wow. I mean, it's Jesus. Just, it, yes. Hallelujah. Like, let's go. I mean, it's amazing. Yes. And so anyways, but that was just the beginning of the journey that the Lord mm-hmm. had for me. I mean, mm-hmm. that was literally just the starting point, because mm-hmm. now I'm walking into a brand new life of mm-hmm. something I've never even walked in before. Yes. My whole yes. life, I've been bipolar. My whole life, I've been, like, dealing with all of this stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I couldn't function like a normal person. Right. I couldn't mm-hmm. have healthy communication mm-hmm. or conversations with people, healthy relationships. Like, right. I needed, yes. So anyways, Jesus gave me a new life that day, and yes. it started this journey. Yes.
Yeah.
And so that was, like, 3.5 or maybe even 4 years ago now. I'm not sure. But anyways, and so that started the journey, but I would say that my true journey of deliverance and freedom didn't start until about 8 months ago mm-hmm. when Jesus completely wrecked me with his love.
Let's go.
And so the thing is that Jesus is absolutely a healer. He is absolutely a deliverer, and he did that for me. Mm-hmm. But we don't need... Deliverance is so important, and I have received so much deliverance, but we need to know the deliverer, and his name is Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. and we need to know him in an intimate relationship yes. kind of a way. Yeah. And so I got super set free from a lot of things 3.5 years ago, but it wasn't until I got encountered and wrecked by his mm-hmm. love that I could truly experience walking in freedom.
Yeah. Right.
And so anyways, getting to know Jesus as my friend instead of a religion, like a checking a box as the scary yeah. guy in the sky that I have to please and that I have to strive and do yeah. all the things yep. is really what changed my entire life. And 8 months ago, I got radically encountered by the love of Jesus, and his love began to change everything about me. Yeah. His love began to change the way that I thought about things. His love began to change the way that I talked to people and that I saw people. Mm-hmm. And during these past eight months, Jesus has set me free from things that I didn't even know was possible. Mm. I mean, he has set me free from fear, anxiety, depression, worry. I mean, even these things that I had begun to get healed from 3.5 years ago, I mean, he has taken me into places that I literally did not even know was possible. Mm-hmm. He has set me so far, so free from depression that I don't even really remember what it feels like to be depressed.
Yeah,
I mean, and like, that's what's so wild is that for so many years of my life, I mean, I'm talking like the majority of my life, I walked in the deepest, darkest depression, and now he has given me the most joy. I mean, like, he has given me so much joy that I literally like explode when I'm walking into a room sometimes. It's like, it's amazing. Like, I have dance parties in my head all the time. Yes. Like, Jesus, you are good. And anyways, and he has just become my absolute bestest yeah. friend in the whole world. But it all starts by knowing him intimately. Mm-hmm. I grew up in religion. You know, mm-hmm. religion, checking off a box, doing yep. the things to strive to earn his love. But the thing was, so this is a side note, but he had to get me to a point mm-hmm. where he told me, he was like, Kaden, there is not a matter of good things that you could do sorry, let me start over. He said, there is not a matter of bad things that you could do that can make me love you any less than I love you right now. Mm-hmm. But there's also not a matter, any amount, matter of good things that you could do, striving things that you could do that can make me love you any more. Right. He said, I love you with every bit of love that I can love you right now. And the thing is, we don't deserve it. We cannot earn it. No. We cannot strive for it. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter how many hours a day you read your Bible, you can't change the amount of love that Jesus has for you. He loves you. He loves you, period.
Yeah.
We don't deserve it, but he loves us. And so the thing was, is he had to break that down for me. Mm-hmm. I had to be set free from the mindset of religion, because it's not, he's not a religion. He's a real man who really, 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 really loves you. And he loves you enough that he came and he died for you so that you could walk in freedom, the freedom that is available for you. And I'm telling you, Jesus is a miracle worker. He is doing miracles today. And my entire life testimony is proof of that. I mean, I seriously, I would not be here today if it wasn't for Jesus, if he didn't save my life. And not only did he save my physical life, he has given me completely a new life. Like, it's not like he just saved me and now I'm still like struggling. It's like he saved me and then he literally gave me a new life.
Yeah.
Like, I am a completely different person than I was 8 months ago. And I am a really completely different person than I was 3.5 years ago.
Yes.
And I mean, it's just amazing. It is so amazing. You can't put God in a box. I feel like there's so many people that are like, okay, well, one day maybe I'll get set free from this. Okay, one day, maybe when I'm older and like, you know, already lived through all this life and suffered for all these years, maybe one day he'll set me free. Mm-hmm. But guys, I'm telling you, Jesus can set you free literally in a minute. Like, he can do it. He's actually not withholding anything from us. The quicker that we can surrender, be like, Lord, I need you. Please save me. Help me, God.
Yeah.
Like, when we cry out to God, just like the scripture you were reading, he is faithful.
Yes.
He is faithful, and he can do it. And my life is completely a testimony of that.
Let's go, Kaden.
Yes. Yeah.
That's so good.
Hallelujah.
That's so good.
Yes. So good.
I love that. And I love how you talked about surrendering. Like, that just giving your life over to him and trusting him that he is good and that, you know, God is good all the time. He's not, you know, wanting you to do, well, Kaden, when you know, memorize this many verses.
Right, exactly.
Or when you pray this many times a day, or when you get your act together, then.
Yeah, right.
It's, no, all that was nailed to the cross.
Yes.
That was on the cross, and I love you. I love you just the way you are. And, and God, he does. He wants to bless us. He wants to give us his love and, I mean, God is, you know, God is love.
Yes, like
that is the ultimate, you know, reminder. And I think I just love that thought of just how we have to surrender these things over to us, or to him. We have to give him what's going on in our life.
Yeah.
And I love that you got to that point and you were able to walk up on that stage that night and just surrender yourself to him and say, here I am, Lord.
It's so good. That's so
that's
good.
That's a powerful testimony.
Hallelujah.
I like love whenever you speak or like I see you, like the Lord took something that like literally held you hostage and he turned it upside down on his head. Like, I've never met anyone so joyful, like so like full of like it's crazy.
It.
You can.
You really can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like y'all, it is not like disingenuous.
Actually,
so genuine.
I'm gonna be honest, y'all couldn't hear her voice. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. It's real.
He is joy. He is peace.
Joy.
He is freedom. He has set me so free.
Yeah.
Guys, if you would have met me a year ago, you would not even recognize me because of how, I mean, he has just changed everything.
Yeah.
He has completely restored and renewed everything. And he is love. And perfect love casts out all fear is what the Bible says.
Yes.
Like, we get to know the man of love. Fear can't stay. It literally can't stay in the presence of perfect love.
Yeah.
You know? His love changes everything. He changes everything. He's the most beautiful man that we could ever know. I love him so much. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
That. Very powerful. Yeah.
So
super,
good.
Super great. Michaela, I do think your story is just as beautiful.
Yeah.
But there's not, and I think I want everyone to understand, there's not like this perfect mathematical equation.
Right.
Yes.
That it's like, if I do X, Y, and Z.
Then I can get free. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So your story, you're going to walk us through it. And it's a little bit different, but it's just as beautiful
yes.
as your story
yes.
is. It's just the different lens of how we have this God who wants to restore, who yes. wants to heal.
Yes.
But it comes in different ways.
Mm. For sure.
So will you tell us and walk us through that?
Yeah, of course. And like you guys said, like, you know, all of our stories are so unique. Like, he really opened my eyes to that, you know, not too long ago.
Yeah.
And, like, all three of us can be sitting in this same place and praying at the same time, but he is so intimate with all
yes,
of us. Like,
so personal.
Yeah, he can, like, talk to all of us
yes.
at the same time differently. And
yeah.
But even as you were speaking, I was, like, hearing kind of, like, the similarities, you know?
Mm.
So, like, Caden, I grew up in a Christian household, you know, going to church with my parents, my
yeah.
grandparents, and all the things. And, like, I was diagnosed with, like, severe depression, anxiety, like,
yeah.
a little later in my life. But, honestly, I can remember, like, at 8 years old, like, honestly, there was,
yeah.
like, a real, like, moment. The first one that I remember, I was just, like, consumed with,
yeah.
like, depression. Like,
yeah.
yes.
you know, that's not, you know, 8-year-olds don't really, you know, have that much
right,
going
that's
on.
Right, right.
Yeah, and so just things like that. And honestly, as I continued to go on into, like, my adolescence years, my young adult years, all those, I honestly did not know that people go through life and don't have those intrusive thoughts, that, you know, they don't have that darkness. I honestly did not know.
Yeah.
I just thought that was, like, super normal because I had never experienced
yeah.
anything other
yeah,
than that.
Right.
And so, you know, mostly up and through middle school, high school, like, I had just experienced, like, the depression. Then when I got to college, my anxiety was, like, through the roof. I remember sitting on, like, the bed in my dorm, and, like, my family, they FaceTime me. Like, my two younger brothers and my parents are in the car. And all I could think about is, like, what if they all go without me right now? And, like, that would be a reoccurring thought all the time. Like, I couldn't even enjoy a phone call with my family because I'm, like,
that fear. Yeah,
yeah, like,
yeah.
I was just, like, crippled by anxiety, honestly.
Mm.
And so, you know, COVID really did not, you know, help
that.
Yeah.
yeah.
So all of those feelings are, like, exacerbated by, like, you know, environment, circumstances,
right.
all
right.
those things. So I would say probably, like, my sophomore year of college, my depression, anxiety was, like, it was getting a little out of hand, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would, like, go to my dad, you know, someone I trusted, and, you know, I was praying about it. I mean, to be honest, I would pray about it, but I wouldn't give as much to God, you know
yeah,
what I
yeah.
mean? Yeah.
No, same way.
Yeah, so, you know, really just struggling with those things, but also, as I went through it, you know, I didn't know any different. So I'm like, this is just my life at the end of
right.
the day, and I have to figure out how to survive, you know?
Right, right.
I might not be thriving, but, like, I'm going to continue to survive.
Yeah.
And, like, another thing for me, it was also, like, the Lord's grace will be sufficient enough. Like, it'll carry me through, you know, so I'm just going to keep dealing, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Right? So, man, I in my junior year, I just... It's hard to explain. So the Lord really called me back in my junior year of college, and I went full force, you know, for the Lord. I'm like, Lord, I'm going wherever you ask me
yes.
to, you know?
Yes.
And sometimes people think, like, it's going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
I experienced so much spiritual warfare that
yeah.
mm-hmm. it honestly scared mm-hmm. me away.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
top of the anxiety, yep. on top of the depression. And I was like, honestly, I was like, Lord, what have you done to me? Like,
yeah.
I have, yeah,
yes.
like, I just decided to give you everything, and you've left me with absolutely nothing.
Mm.
And, but I was, I go back to that place, because when you say the Lord wrecks you, like, you remember that feeling.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And
you'll never be the same after.
No, no. And I don't know what came over me. I actually saw, like, a note that I wrote down from that day. It was, like, August 29th, 2021, and I was like, I don't know what the Lord did to me right now in this place, but I can't stop crying, and all I know is he saved me.
Hallelujah.
So I was like, I might not feel good about this right now. I might have feel that you left me, but, like, Lord, you're all that I have and all that I want, so I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
Yes.
So we get into, like, 2022, and I'm not doing well. Like, I played basketball in college, and honestly, the only time that I would get out of bed is to go to practice. Like, I would not... I was
so
crippled.
Consumed,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And along with that, throughout my college experience, my dad had got diagnosed with cancer. At first, it was a stomach cancer. and he was in remission and things were going well. And then in April of 2022, he succumbed to his cancer in his bones. So he passed away. And man, I always knew the Lord would carry me. I really did. On that day, like, when I woke up that day, he was like, you know, it's time. Like, he has always walked with me. Even if I was like, that's not how I wanted it. Like, the Lord, he's been with me.
Yeah.
So he was like, today's the day. He was my calm and my peace. Yeah. And it was so beautiful. Mm. My family, my brothers, my mom, we were able to, like, hold my dad's hand, you know, give him kisses, you know, pray him out. And it was probably one of the most beautiful days I've ever seen. My dad calls them cool Carolina days. It was the most perfect cool Carolina day. And my family's so blessed for that moment. And the Lord really carried us.
Yeah.
He held us that whole time.
Yeah.
After that, though, I had nothing left in me.
Mm.
I had absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, fast forward a little bit to May. I'm sitting alone in the house by myself. And you get to that moment. You're like, God, I don't have this. You know, I don't have this on my own. Honestly, like, I know you have me, but this is not living.
Yeah.
Like, I'm barely even alive right now. This is not worth having. And we had, in YAM, we had a talk about mental health, and we had two counselors come in. And one of the counselors said, most people don't want to die. They just don't want to feel the way they're feeling.
That's right.
And it was put so perfectly in the words. I didn't want to die in that moment, but if that's what it meant to stop these feelings, I was more than content with that.
Yeah.
In my prayer, I said, Lord, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
You can either close the chapter or close the book, but this cannot stand the way it is.
Mm.
And there was no miraculous healing at that moment.
Yeah.
But what he did was he guided and leaded me, as he has always done, and he walked with me. And, you know, I had a therapist already at that time, and she was like, it's time. Like, this is our big one. Like, we need to get on some medication, you know?
Yeah.
And I agreed with her. Like, up until that point, I was like, I don't know if I really want to do that. You know, I had never known any better, like, you know.
Yeah.
But it was just too much for me to handle.
Yeah.
And I had done that for, you know, it's 2024 now, so probably about, like, a year and a half or so. And it was hard. It wasn't, like I said, like, something set in stone right then. It was, like, a chipping away. Like, it was the therapy.
Yes.
It was, you know, the medication. And honestly, like, when I got on the medication, kind of like you were saying, it did what it needed to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In that moment, I couldn't feel happy so much. I also didn't feel bad anymore.
Right.
To me, I was like, this is healing. Like, I was.
Needed a break.
I was happy, and I was, you know, content with everything. Mm-hmm. And that continued until I heard Caden's story for the first time.
Mm.
And I had already, you know, been talking with my therapist, you know, I think I'm doing a lot better. You know, I know what is actually normal and what's not. Like, the intrusive thoughts had kind of start to subside. You know, I had my, you know, tools of prayer, and, you know, I had my practical tools and all that. And when I heard Caden's story for the first time, that, like, she came off the medication and everything, I was like, wow, like, I never thought, like, for one, I would be healed in the first place. I thought this was just be something I would deal with my entire life. But then I was like, I never thought I would get off medication. And so, I don't know, you told your story maybe, like, it was a while ago, October, was it?
I'm not sure when it was.
It was a little bit ago. And so, anyway, in January of 2024, I stopped my medication, and I have been off for a month and a half now. And it has been, like you said, like, there's happy, and then there's joy, and there's freedom. Like, I never thought in my entire life I would be free of this. I never thought I would not have the intrusive thoughts. I never thought I would not have the darkness. And, like, the enemy tries to pull you back, but, like, no. In Matthew 4:10, Jesus literally says, get out of here, Satan. I'm to worship the Lord our God and serve only him. And that's all I, like, I have the Lord, and, like, I went to him first, and it might not have been miraculous healing, but he led and guided me to resources on this earth that would free me. And I never knew life could feel like this, honestly. So yeah, it's so freeing. So yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That is so beautiful. Yeah. Jesus, so
he
good.
He is good. He's good. Yeah. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Well, what I love in your story, Michaela, is he's not just like taking things away from you, like, all, you know, right. I'm this magical genie and I'm just gonna come out and, you know, poof, this is gone. But instead I'm gonna walk with you hand in hand through this.
Yes.
I'm gonna be there in every battle. Your dad. I'm gonna meet you in that pain and we're gonna walk through it together. And I think that's what it really means to like lean into the breast of Jesus, to you know, almost hear him like breathing as you're walking, and you're just so intimate with him.
Yes.
And sometimes we do have to get to those places so that we can be wrecked by Jesus in a good way, right?
Yes.
And I mean, both of you have that theme of surrendering. You're turning things over to him. Yeah. And I really think that's what we see. That's what we saw in that first story back in scripture. They started, you know, hey, they called out to God and they let God come into that situation and meet them in the desert where we don't know. Desert's scary. Right. Desert without water is real scary.
Right.
So, I mean, to come into that place and start just knitting things back together and you know, understanding that, like, we have a God that does want to heal and it looks different.
Yes. It does.
It looks different. But, I mean, both of you did have a long journey with
this. Oh, my goodness, yes.
And so that's, like, what I do want to encourage, like, you know, people out there. It's like, it's a journey.
It is.
And there can be miraculous healing, and then there is just walking through it. And sometimes there's not that pretty bow on the end. We just got to keep walking through
it. That's right.
But the most, like, important thing is that we're leaning daily into Jesus. Like, I know you're going to provide what I need for this.
That's right. That's right.
Right.
That's
right. And for maybe sometimes for this hour.
Right.
Yeah. And, like, get me, and I think that you were talking, like, hey, this is, I know you're going to give me what I need to get through with my dad.
Yes.
And for this next moment. And that's a beautiful thing to be able to rely on someone.
When you realize that we don't have to be the strong ones.
Yes.
Like, I think that's something that the Lord had to really strip me of. Is like, Caden, you don't have to be the strong ones.
Yes.
I want to carry your burdens and your griefs. Mm-hmm. Like, let me. Give it to
give
me.
It to
yes.
me.
Yeah. Like, he is faithful to carry it.
Yes.
We don't have to be strong. Like, I literally had to get to the lowest part of myself and humble myself. Be like, Lord, I cannot do this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I cannot do this anymore. Like, I am not strong. I'm not. And I had to get to that point of like, Jesus, you are the only one who can save me.
Mm-hmm.
You are the only thing that can heal me. You are the only thing that can set me free. And even if it's literally, like, I remember being at a point, I was like, Jesus, I just need you to literally help me even breathe to get through this next minute.
Yes.
Like, I cannot do anything apart from you. I need you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you that he met me in every single time that I cried out. I'm like, Jesus, I cannot.
Yes.
I have nothing left to give. I have no more strength left. I have no more peace. I have no more joy. Like, I cannot. I can't. But he is everything, and he satisfies everything.
Yes.
And he satisfies everything every time when we surrender ourselves and let him.
Yeah.
Like, when we humble ourselves, that is when he can come in.
Mm-hmm.
We actually find our life when we lose it. We have to get to the point where we sit at his feet and are like, Jesus, nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else. This is actually everything that I could have ever needed in my entire life. It's Jesus. He is everything. He satisfies everything. And Jesus had to show me. I'm like, God, you say that you satisfy, but how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? And I'm telling you, it starts with crying out to know him.
Mm-hmm.
And when we cry out to know Jesus, and we know him as our friend, we know him as our bridegroom, as our love, and we know him as our father, I'm telling you, when he encounters you with his love in a tangible way, that is tangible, that you feel it. Not just you know it, but you know it.
You feel it,
It literally will change your entire life. You cannot be the same. And I spent months of my life, I was like crying out. I'm like, Jesus, show me who you are. Because I know I have a lot of the head knowledge, but I don't have a lot of heart knowledge of who you are as my love. What does it look like to know Jesus as our bridegroom? Like, we are the brides of Christ, is what the Bible says. What does it look like to know him like that? What does it look like to trust you as my father, knowing that you're my provider?
Yes.
That you provide everything that I could ever need, whether that's money or it's emotional, like, or whatever that could look like, that he is our provider, he is our source. And then what does it look like to know him as our friend?
Yeah.
That we can go to when times are hard, that mm-hmm. we can go to and that we can talk to about anything.
Yeah.
Like, guys, Jesus is so intentional and he wants to be your friend. He wants to be more than your friend too. He wants to be the deepest, most passionate love of your life. And when we get to know Jesus like that, I'm telling you, that's when we're going to start to see the freedom. That's when we're going to start to be able to access and walk in the more, in the abundance, in all of these things. And it is a journey. Absolutely, it's a journey. And I'm still on the journey. You know, yeah, Jesus right. is still setting me free from things
yes.
today.
Yes.
But I'm telling you that my life is completely mm-hmm. different than it was yes. even 8 months ago. And yes. my life is completely different than it was 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And God is a God of more than enough. He's a God who is still, like, he is the God of the impossible. Like, he can do these beautiful, incredible things. And when we surrender ourselves to him and allow him to come and move, to allow him to come into the most broken and deep places of our hearts that we don't want to let anybody else into.
Mm-hmm.
And we realize that he's trustworthy and he shows us his heart. He shows us his character because he is the same God. Like, when we allow him to do that, it changes everything.
Yeah.
And when we're faithful to walk out this beautiful journey with him, no matter what that looks like,
yeah.
I'm telling you that he is a restorer of every broken thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he has restored every broken, like, he is restoring, he is in the process of restoring every broken thing in me.
Amen.
And when we allow his love to come in, it transforms everything.
Yeah.
He changes everything.
Yeah.
He changes everything.
Like you said, like, you do not have to be strong. Like, yes. that's something I had to learn, too.
Yes.
Like, people will say, oh, like, you're the strongest person in your family. You know, I'm the
right.
oldest
right.
child, like, yeah. oldest, like, grandchild, whatever. Like, I handle... I got to a point where I was like, I don't want to be strong.
Right.
Like, I don't...
Right.
No, I'm giving it to the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't need this, actually,
yes.
you know?
Yeah.
And it's funny, because the story from where you were reading from, my favorite verse is from that story. And it's in Exodus 14:14.
Yes.
And... it says the Lord himself will fight for you. Just
yes.
stay calm. Like, literally,
yes.
yeah.
like, when you just surrender yourself, like, and when you say, I'm not strong, like,
yes.
Honestly, I lose a lot of the battles on my own. Like, I do not do well.
I lose every single one.
Exactly.
I lose every single one.
And so, who better to go to than someone who's already won the war?
Amen.
Like, I'll let him
yes.
handle my battles. Like,
hallelujah.
And
yes.
I just give it to the Lord. And
yes.
like, Lord, like... I'm just going to stay calm, do whatever you ask of me. And, like, I know you have my, like, back. I know
yes.
that you have, you know, the best interest
yes.
for me.
Yes,
like, and I'll just give it to you, Lord. Like,
yes.
I'm going to let you fight for me.
Yes.
And, yeah, that's what it comes down to, really.
Yeah. And that's hard, you know.
It's
hard, especially if you've never had to trust Jesus that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember that being something that was so difficult for me, of being like, but what if you don't show up?
Mm.
Like, what if I surrender this to you and you do not show up for me?
Yeah.
But guys, I'm telling you, if that's you, that you're like, how do I even do this? Like, trusting Jesus, he will never let you down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jesus is the answer. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. So if he is the life, then we can trust him. And he is faithful to show up
yes.
every time. Like, mm-hmm. he just is faithful. And yeah, so, but it was hard for me. Like, it
no,
was
yeah,
hard to get
hard.
To that point, you know, of being like, okay, Jesus, how do I do this? But I'm telling you, the minute that you do actually surrender
mm-hmm.
to him, he does show up. Like, he is faithful. He keeps his word. He keeps his promises. Like, he does show up. He says, seek me and you will find me. It's a promise. And the Lord gave me revelation on that verse. He said, okay, Caden, seeking, what does that look like? Because I was like, okay, well, if I go to you one time, sometimes we can pray one time and he might not answer immediately.
Yeah.
So, but he showed me in this, he speaks to me in simple ways, which is great. It makes it really simple. And so, but anyways, he was like, think of an Easter egg hunt, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's good.
If you're going on an Easter egg hunt
yeah.
and you look in one corner and you don't find an egg, are you just going to give up?
Right.
No, you're going to seek until you keep finding the eggs, until
exactly.
you find them all.
Yeah.
He said, it's the exact same way with me.
Mm-hmm.
So don't just go one time to one corner and then not find an egg. You know, not find
up.
Jesus
yes.
and then
right.
give up.
Yes.
It's a promise. He says in the word, he says, seek me and you will find me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a promise. So if that's you, you're like crying out to the Lord, keep on going. Like,
amen.
It is a promise. He will show up. You will find him. He wants to be found.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
just keep on seeking. And I'm telling you, Jesus will change everything. He changes absolutely everything. We cannot stay the same in his presence. Mm-hmm. He changes it all. He is a healer and restorer of every broken thing. And he turns beauty from ashes. He did it in your life. He did it in mine. And I know he's done it in yours too. Mm-hmm. Like, he is a restorer of all things.
Yeah.
He is so good.
Yeah.
And it'll be the best journey, no matter what it looks like. It is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, I would not change a single thing. If I could go back and change my testimony, I would not change a single thing. No. He's taught me things throughout the journey, through the deepest and darkest times of my life. Yeah. I learned that he was all that I had. Mm-hmm. I had nothing else but Jesus. Mm-hmm. There were days I literally did not have the strength to even pull the covers off of the bed. Mm-hmm. Like, amen. I literally didn't even have the strength to put my feet on the floor. And I remember crying out to the Lord. I was like, Jesus, there is literally no other way that I can do this unless you move my feet, you literally give me the strength to get out. And I'm telling you, every time he did, like, and then in the moments that I was like consumed by all this stuff, he was there to hold me. Like, he was there to hold me when I needed somebody to hold me. Like, when I didn't have anybody else, he shows up, guys. He shows up every time. We just have to surrender and let him show up.
Yes.
Like, it's so easy to put a stiff arm and be like, get away from me, or to get angry. Like,
if
I was angry.
He doesn't show up the way you want him
That's
to.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
And also, we have to understand that there's a very real enemy out there who his entire mission is to kill, steal, and destroy every good thing from you. Mm-hmm. And for so many years of my life, I spent hating God. For an entire year of my life, I hated him. I'm like, how dare you?
Right.
Let me go through this. Yeah. You say that you love me, but here I am, like, you know,
struggling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What in the world? Where are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing was, it was never Jesus. It was never Jesus. It is the enemy. Mm-hmm. And literally, the enemy's entire mission is to blind you from experiencing God's love, is to take you away from all of the good things that God has from you. And so when I had a revelation and understanding that, oh my goodness, my whole life I've been blaming God for something that was never his fault. That was literally always the enemy.
I had that revelation.
Like, yes.
Something about the enemy, he'll try to stop you before you get started. Why do you think he starts so young? Like, 8-year-olds aren't supposed to feel things
literally.
Like that. Like,
yes.
He knows the calling that the Lord has on your life.
That's
so he'll try to stop you before you get started. Like, people, you just don't know that until you do.
Right.
Like, I mean, it took us years to figure
that
out. Like, you know what I mean? And so, but like you were saying, like, you just have to keep walking. You have to keep going.
Yeah.
And like, one of my favorite stories is like, you know, you and Jesus are walking in a desert and you can see the two sets of footprints.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you look down and you only see one and you're like, what the heck, Jesus? Like, it's hot out here. Like, we're in the desert. Like, where did you go? And it's like, I didn't go anywhere. I'm holding you. Like, those are my footsteps in the sand, you know? And like, that just stays with me, because things might not have looked like the way I wanted them to, you know?
Uh-huh.
I might not have been in great circumstances, you know? But he never left me.
That's right.
He was always my footsteps in the sand. And I am just like, there's people wonder why you talk about Jesus so much. And like, you know, it's because like, it's the best thing that's ever happened to me, you know? And
so
he saved us.
Yes.
When he wrecked me that day, that's all. I was like, he saved me. Like, I could not stop. Like, it was that, like, overwhelming, like, wow, the Lord has, like, he's taken me in his arms and he's not going to let me go.
Yes.
And like, that's what you want for other people, you know? Like, that's why you, like, end up doing this, is because, like, that's the best thing that's ever happened to me. So why would I hold that to myself?
That's
like, I want everybody to feel that.
To walk in the freedom, to walk in the fullness. Like, there's so much more.
Yeah.
There is so much more. And I remember, like, I feel like people are just like, okay, well, once I get to heaven, then I can walk in freedom.
Mm-hmm. No, you can have it here.
You can have heaven right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, there
Jesus
is freedom.
Jesus is proclaiming the kingdom of God when he's here.
Come
this
on.
Is, this is, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
There is freedom available today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jesus can do it today. Like, you don't have to wait until you're standing face to face with him. Like, Jesus can set you free, and you can walk in freedom here on earth today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Today.
Yes.
It's available.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
What I love, though, is we'll wrap this up, but I love just you guys talking about, hey, I went through this, but God took this beauty, you said it earlier, beauty for ashes moment.
Mm.
Like, I don't know if I would have known the goodness of God had I have not had X, Y, or Z happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I don't know that I would have known his love and his restoration and his healing had this have not happened to
me. Right.
Yeah.
And so I think all three of us can sit here with different stories of different testimonies and say, you know what, that event, like, it could have swallowed me whole.
Mm-hmm.
It could have just broken me, but when I surrendered my life over to God, when I sought community, when I sought the word of God, prayer, when I started just surrounding myself with Jesus, things started looking different.
Yes.
And he met me in those moments.
Yes.
He walked me through it, like in your story,
right.
And in your story.
That's right.
And I just think that is something that we have to hold on to as we go through these moments, not because, you know, God wants to be mean or he's,
right.
you know, looking, frowning
right.
on us. One, we have, you know, someone out there, we have Satan out here there
right.
who is, you know, here to steal, kill, and destroy. But we also are finding God in these moments. He
mm-hmm.
meets us in these moments of like, had
yes.
I not went through that, I don't know if I would have known the goodness
That's
of
right.
God.
That's right.
And so I'm like, I would walk through that fire again just,
yes.
to,
yes.
just to feel you next to me and
yes.
to see what that would look like.
And to see his faithfulness.
Yeah.
This is those who have been forgiven much, love much.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. How could you even have compassion for others
That's
had
right.
you have not went through something yourself?
Exactly.
You really wouldn't, right?
Exactly. And how
yeah.
could we know the depth of his love
yes.
until we know what it looks like to live without his love?
Yes. yes.
Like it wasn't that he didn't love me, but I couldn't
yeah.
understand it.
Yeah.
I couldn't
yes.
see it.
Yeah.
So it's like I walked so many years of my life without feeling his love at all. And it's like
yeah.
I walked through the fire. I walked through. I know what it looks like to live without God. And now I know what it looks like to live with him.
Yes.
You
yes.
cannot not love him when you understand how much he loves you.
Yeah.
Like we can't.
Also yeah. thinking about that, it's like we don't serve a God who hasn't been through it. He literally came here in human form.
Yes.
And he called out to the Father, Lord, if you can take this from me, please, but I want your will to be done. And I yearn so much to be like Jesus in that way. Like, he didn't want to suffer. He didn't want the pain.
Yes.
He didn't want the sorrow. But he knows sometimes, like, you got to do what you got to do for the kingdom.
Come
like,
on.
And, like, if this
yes.
is part of my story, if this is what the Lord needed me to go through to know him better, to help other people,
then,
like...
Yes.
To, honestly,
let your will be done.
Yeah, to
yes.
be suffer or to suffer sometimes is to be like
it's
Jesus.
To gain.
Yes.
Yes.
yes, is to
yes.
be like
really
the Lord.
Yes.
yes,
and so that is so encouraging too. Like
mm,
I'm
yeah.
not calling out to a God who doesn't understand. Like
no.
he has literally
he has
felt.
Yes. He has done
yes.
all these things.
Yes,
oh.
yeah.
Yes, I mean he was ridiculed. He was
mm-hmm.
beaten. He was abused. He was mocked at.
Mm-hmm.
Laughed at.
Mm.
Yes.
I mean.
Everything.
Okay.
Everything. He literally went
yes.
through it all.
Yes.
Went through it all.
He cried out to the Father
yes.
just as we
I
did
mean,
in those moments.
That's like a full-on panic attack.
Yes.
I mean, that, like the worst you can get.
Yeah.
So he's seen it all. He's felt it all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a God that doesn't, you know, oh, I don't know what, you know, I'm just sitting up in you know, the
right.
gates and this is
yeah.
just, you know, oh,
exactly.
sorry for you. No, I've walked these steps
mm-hmm.
and I am meeting you in these moments.
Yes.
And that's beautiful.
He
yeah.
is so beautiful.
So
Jesus,
good.
You are so beautiful.
I think I want to just close with any scripture that you would want to share or even just something on your heart that you want someone who's struggling with mental health to know or one little key takeaway that you would each want to share with them.
Yeah.
If you
sure.
go first.
My key takeaway honestly would kind of be a culmination of the things that we talked about. Like go to the Lord first
yeah.
and, you know, seek help. After, if that makes sense, you know,
mm-hmm.
like there's miraculous healing and then there's like the journey and
yes,
you know and
yes.
so like go to the Lord first and
yeah.
like my prayer would be like, Lord, like, you know, help me, take this from me, but I know your grace is sufficient enough,
mm-hmm.
like
yes.
guide and lead me to the things that can help free me, you know,
mm-hmm.
And also if you're a friend of someone who's experiencing these
mm-hmm.
things, like my advice would definitely be there for them as much as you can without, you know, succumbing to that yourself. It can be really hard, you know, if your
mm-hmm.
friend's in a dark place. But be there for them as much as possible and, you know, kind of help them as much as you can, you know, with the resources or,
yeah.
or whatever it is. But just be there for them, you know.
Yeah.
The second greatest commandment is to love others. So, mm-hmm. you know, just go out and love others as much as possible,
yeah.
you know.
That's good. Yeah. That's
yeah.
And
really,
then
really
to
good.
Add on to that for people who are walking through that, prayer is the most powerful thing that you can do too.
Yes.
Yes,
so like be
is.
There for them and also be there for them in your
prayer,
secret place
yeah.
with the Lord.
Yes.
Take it to God.
Yes.
Cuz ultimately like you cannot do it. Like it doesn't matter how much you like love
mm-hmm.
them. At the end of the day what they need is Jesus to save them.
Mm-hmm.
They need Jesus to come and heal that. So take them to the Father. Take them in your own time when you're alone.
Yes.
Take that to God. I would say the most life transforming thing, if I could encourage you with anything, is get to know Jesus.
Yeah.
Get to know the deliverer. Get to know the healer intimately as your best friend. I'm telling you, when you know Jesus as your friend, you can do anything. because Jesus lives in us. He mm-hmm. dwells in us. He walks with us. He gets us through. And so when I started to see Jesus as so much deeper than just a religion, so much deeper than just going to church on Sunday oh, yeah. and checking off a box, yeah. when I started getting to know him as my bestest friend and the deepest, most passionate love of my life, it transformed everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely everything. And if you're like, okay, well, Kaden, what does that even look like? Mm-hmm. What it could look like for you starting out in your time by yourself, you cry out. You say, Lord,
yeah.
show me. Show me who you are. I need yes. to know. Open mm-hmm. my eyes. Remove these scales from my eyes because these people are saying that you're good, but I don't experience that. I don't see yeah. that. Show me. Mm-hmm. This Bible says that he's good. But if you don't have your eyes open, how can you know? Mm-hmm. He has to open our eyes. We can do nothing without him. Like, yeah. it even says that we can't even repent without him. Like, he has to draw us. And so cry out to the Lord. And I'm telling you, seek him, you will find him. Cry out, he will answer. Knock and the door will be opened. So start there. Start crying out. Get to know your Savior. Get to know the most beautiful man that you could ever know and ever love. He is yes. he is so faithful. He is so good. And he satisfies everything. Mm-hmm. Everything. Like, the world, I went to the world. I did everything the yeah. world said was going to fill me. And guess what? It didn't. Mm-hmm. I still came back broken. Even yes. more broken, even more hurt, even more yes. sad, even yeah. more damaged. Yeah. The minute that I realized, okay, this world actually has nothing that can satisfy me.
Right.
But Jesus, yep. he satisfies everything.
Amen.
Yeah. Every single thing. Get to know him. Mm-hmm. It would be the best thing that you could ever do in your life. We get to know him. We get to experience his love. It'll change you forever. It will mark you forever. And you'll never be the same. Yeah. And it'll be the most beautiful journey that you could ever go on in your entire life.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, I just want to encourage anyone who's just watching this to whatever you need to surrender over to God right now, that you would take the next few minutes just
yeah.
seeking him.
Yes.
Just getting down on your knees or sitting quietly in a room by yourself.
Yes.
And just surrendering whatever that is that's on your heart right now. If you're struggling with anxiety or depression or whatever the case is, mm-hmm. he's ready to meet you in that moment
yeah.
and just yes. surrender it over to him.
Mm.
And then make sure you're surrounding yourself with community, with yes. people right. who have walked,
yes.
who have been there. They've walked a few steps in front of you
yeah.
and they can speak life into you.
Yeah.
And counseling, you both had sought that. That's
right.
that's a wonderful,
yes.
beautiful tool that we can utilize. And getting in the Word of God,
yes.
prayer,
yes.
all those things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So yeah, would yeah. one of you love to pray for us?
Yes, I'd love to pray.
Let's go, Kaden.
Okay,
yes.
let's go.
Jesus, I thank you so much, God. You are so good. Jesus, I thank you that you are a redeemer and a restorer of every broken thing, mm-hmm. God. Lord, I just pray right now for any person who's watching this online, God, or listening. Mm-hmm. Jesus, that Holy Spirit, you would go and meet them right now. Holy Spirit, you would come and comfort their hearts. You would come and hold them, the hug that they've been missing their whole life. Mm-hmm. Jesus, that you would go in and walk in there yourself right now. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are our comforter, that mm-hmm. you are our friend, Jesus. Yes. And so, Lord, I pray for every person who's listening that their eyes would be opened to see you in a new way. Jesus, that their eyes would be opened to see you rightly, Father, that you are not just a religion, that you're not just about checking a box, but you are a real man who really, really, really loves them. Jesus, I thank you that your love changes everything. And Jesus, I thank you that this person who's listening right now, Jesus, that you can pull them out, Jesus, that you yeah. you pulled me out. God, I thank you so much that you are so much bigger than depression. You're so much bigger than anxiety. You're bigger than bipolar. You're bigger than cancer. You're bigger than all of these things, mm-hmm. Jesus. You are a healer and you're still healing today, God. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your majesty. You are so holy and so good. Jesus, I thank you. Give us all deeper revelation of your love and your friendship and your kindness. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.